It's a rough weekend, but as you know, the most recent Lee Daniels joint, officially titled Lee Daniels the Butler, is still raking in the bucks at the box office, coming in first 2 weeks in a row. Drawing from his previous performances, Forrest Whitaker's artistic choice to play the lead character with a lazy eye has paid off to the tune of $16.5 million so far. Where the Millers is holding strong at number two, but this week we have a couple of movies with the potential to bogart that joint from Lee Daniels. First up, a feature film I doubt the majority of our audience is excited about. It's called One Direction, This Is Us. One Direction is, of course, the latest boy band popular with the tweens. I don't know much about this group of fellas, but a quick Google search and I find they are all in their early 20s. Just like Justin Bieber, I find it disturbing watching grown men sing love ballads to children. From what I understand, One Direction, This Is It, was originally titled One Direction, This Is Statutory, but the studio bigwigs didn't think it had quite the ring. This isn't really a movie in my opinion, but what is This Is It? This Is It is crap. Avoid it if you can, especially the 3D version where it is practically jumping off the screen right into your face. The next Dutteroo, new in theaters this weekend, is one I mentioned on the show a few months ago, when I first saw the god-awful trailer. Getaway stars Ethan Hawke in Dud Part 2 for him this summer after The Purge. The trailer shows an adorable Selena Gomez in a hoodie, and we're supposed to accept that she is a gun-toting carjacker. Nobody that adorable could ever steal a car, and that is just the first of a long list of things that look completely stupid about this movie. Ethan Hawke is a guy in a car on a phone whose wife gets kidnapped, and he has to follow the rules of somebody on the other end. Kind of like that movie Phone Booth, but in a car. Then throw in Selena Gomez. This movie looks really bad too, and I want to have more faith in the movie-going public to not go see this, but this one may be do pretty well, at least in the opening weekend, but that's not saying much considering there's a serious lack of quality films out right now. Lee Daniels the Butler, of course, is excluded from that list, and I do recommend We're the Millers if you haven't seen it yet, but people might just go see Getaway because there's nothing better that's new out this week. So it has the box office potential. There is a third movie out this week starring Eric Bana called Closed Circuit, but it's only showing at one theater in Central Arkansas, and I don't know if that's a reflection of how good the movie is, but I don't see it even breaking into the top five. But if you are hard up for a new Eric Bana flick, the drought's over. And that's this week's Extended Matty T Minute.